Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go.
The process of awakening is rendering yourself as a holographic projection from various stations of consciousness. So if you find yourself truly, really super anxious, it's because you're trying to project your consciousness out instead of raising your vibration, just imagining raising your vibration and then projecting your consciousness in or like down, for example. You can just pick a direction, but essentially you're expanding outward, you're spiraling, you're oscillating in individuated rates, and you're expanding in contraction and contracting in time. So you're like a train in motion on a track. Physics is funny. It's very, so upside down. The faster you move in space, the slower you move in time. If you find yourself in space and time, you can start to render yourself with higher pixelation. So you repixelate, right? This is a little bit of an advanced lecture. All good. You don't track all the details. All good. But this is a higher frequency call. So the information can be a little different. With this particular subject matter, with the level we're going to be working at, it's very, very, very important to just anchor yourself deeply into the body to the best of your ability. I know sometimes this seems really mundane and really boring. Remember when I was in this meditation space in the beginning, I was just like, oh my God, get to the point, until I realized how important the body was. And I'm like, oh shit, okay, I get it now. So you can clear all you want at spirit level, but if the body is not pacing, it's pointless. I'm just going to double the time. So again, this theme of what's happening right now and the all that is, and specifically this time period, linear time, is so purifying and incredibly supportive, I guess, for creating centrifugal force. Everybody is oscillating in individuated rates. We all have our own unique vibrations. And we go through our own internal cleansing process as much as the all that is goes through its own cleansing process, as well as Earth. Earth sent out multiple signals for like some SOS. And that is why we are all here. Various people have come in to volunteer. A lot of people are in support of Earth because of the frequency of her and the importance of her and where we are all headed, which is way more coherent and way more in balance. The energy now that's in, it's a reconstruction. It's a destruction, reconstruction, recalibration, rebirth timeline. The destruction, reconstruction piece is we're kind of really in that period now. So betting max on yourself is like the theme for 2024 and onward, because for the next 6 to 7 years plus, between now and 2030, and then it goes in periods of 6, 30, 36, even 6 from now. Yeah, oh, periods of 6. There you go. 24 to 30, and then 30 to 36. It's these periods of 6 as we basically deconstruct the inversion of 666, which is carbon and or carbon based mark of the beast, which is our own internal shadows that pulling up and bringing up and out the deepest parts of us. That's why it's high. It's fucking high. Holy hell. I mean, it's basically like trying to pick up an anchor that's at the, you know, that has, it's been all the way at the bottom of the ocean, and you're trying to pick it up with not enough centrifugal force, not enough mass to pull it up and out. So when you're hearing about the new earth and all these different splitting of timelines and all this stuff, and this new earth is here, it's all interpreted in various ways. But from my perspective, we're creating a new gram, okay, every second. There's new earth every second, literally every millisecond, every second. We're creating a new earth experience. So it's not like two earths are splitting. Okay, there's just multiple experiences that you can be experiencing in any given moment of time. You can walk down a street with homeless people on it, and your experience of that street is very different than the person that's homeless living on it. So as we move through all this change, right, all this fear propaganda, all these bridges collapsing, which is total nonsense, all these things that are being manufactured to create the destruction to propel a very nefarious agenda is one reality, okay? It's not the reality. So our idea is to reconcile our own internal polarity within ourselves, see the reality, see what's happening, see what's the truth of what is, and then see how neutral we can be inside of it. Once you see the game, you're not in it. Once you see the outcome, you know the journey. You see the players. You see all the shit. You see the wizard behind the curtain. You're like, bro, you're a little chump. You're behind a curtain trying to... What? No. Once you see the game for what it is, you reclaim your perception. The game ends. It's over. That's what freedom is. You can't do that if our DNA has been completely shut down and veiled from itself, which has happened over hundreds of thousands of years. If you weren't veiled from yourself, if you didn't get disconnected from God, who would you be? God within yourself, however you interpret that, okay? Creator, source, creation. There is creation. We are the creators in reflection thereof. God is an algorithm expressing itself in all things, as all things, everything that can happen will happen kind of vibe, in total and complete neutrality, in neutrality, absolute love, which actually doesn't have emotion, which is hard for people to get their head wrapped around, because it's a constant, not a variable. We experience the variability of love here because we have an emotional body and we have an emotional system that translates that love frequency through our distortion patterns. When those things are in alignment, you're going to have the DNA that you need to support your purpose, okay? Or what you decided to do when you wanted to come here, what you wanted to experience. You're going to have the codes, the consciousness, and the agreements that are going to support your expansion and your evolution, because that's what it's all about. Everything happens for a reason. No. Everything happens for your evolution. You have way more choice than that. And the idea is to free our minds, reclaim our perception, expand our consciousness, turn our DNA back on, and free ourselves. So we have more choice. There's so much misinformation and misunderstanding, I'll say, with science and DNA and the Genome Project that started in 2003 and onward. And essentially, DNA is just a set of instructions, okay, with no one to read it. If it doesn't have proteins around to organize it, regulate it, repair it when it's damaged, or to repair it when it's damaged, and replicate it, then it kind of just stays there. It doesn't understand what it's doing. So again, DNA is holographic as much as it is a genomic expression physically in a carbon-based body. The genetic modification is moving us towards silicon-based. I don't know if I've said this before, but it's moving to a 661 from a 666, which is carbon, right? So you can see, if we have been lied about, right, and we're told that carbon is whatever, and it's all about becoming carbon neutral, it's really about becoming karma neutral. So protein DNA interactions are really where all the action is happening for genome regulation and being able to map where certain proteins bind to the genome and things of this nature. The human body, this machine, this creation is absolutely fascinating. Consciousness, God, whatever you want to call it, the all that is this incredibly intricate computer program, computer system, or information system that's constantly cycling and learning on itself, that's able to create incredible levels of complexity in every single dimension. The amount of systems that have to function in order for me to be able to talk like this and seemingly just bring this information to you in this way when I have no idea what I'm going to say before I get on these calls is insane. So this T2T, I was like, I don't know what that is. I'm just going to have to like look up what T2T is. This is essentially how my information works. I'm either kind of, it drops in and I get it, or I need to kind of look it up and get a little bit more information. But this T2T had to do specifically with telomeres. I knew it was telomere, but it was telomere to telomere. And I was like, oh, okay. It's a consortium that's sequenced to replace missing DNA. So there's all these different scientific explanations and all this stuff. And it was kind of interesting to get just a very small snippet, but that was a very important piece for me to be able to see how to help you resequence and turn your DNA back on in ways was this telomere to telomere. So focus now on the center of the brain and just imagine if your DNA lit up like glitter, what would that be? Just imagine your DNA lighting, just sparkling. So instead of this mutation, okay, this disempowerment, your origin default setting to essentially being of God, being of creator, reflection of the creator, conduit for the all that is, pure source consciousness, in the reflection of and the likeness of God, basically singularity. Guys, I know you want to expand into the multiverses and the dimensions. If you don't know how to do that in a safe way, just hold off on trying and hold your center. Expand through the heart space, drop your consciousness into the heart and expand it outward from there. What other possibilities, probabilities could come into me if I was resonating at a higher level? Just ask that question.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.